Another day, another poll, though, in politics, according to the numbers, another change of government. Of course, this is the new One News poll. A little bit of it took in the debate on Tuesday night, which is interesting, I suppose. The National Party leader, Christopher Luxon, is with us. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. Morning from Invercargill.
Yes, I was going to say, would you be expecting close to 100% of the rural vote in this country this election?
Well, look, we've had a great reaction. I've actually been, since I became the leader, I've been out in rural communities most weeks, actually, and just making the case to them as to why we want to back them and stop treating them as villains, which is actually what's been happening over the last 6 years. This is a great sector. We need it to power us out of our economic malaise, and we want to back them big time. So, no, we're getting a great reaction out in rural New Zealand.
One of the questions out of the debate, I don't want to dwell on the debate because we're done now, but the accusation was both you and Hipkins were similar, a lot of very similar answers. In general, do you think that opens the way for smaller parties to grow their vote from people who want something more radical?
Yeah, look, I mean, I actually think I got a good chance to sort of say, look, at the end of the day, all the noise, all the, you know, tax and all the personal stuff, take that all away. At the end of the day, it comes down to the economy. And hopefully I got that message through, which is that is the difference between us and our two parties, is that, you know, we have to get the foundations of this country right. And that means getting our economic engine sorted so that we can actually invest in public services and infrastructure and all that stuff. You don't get any of those things unless you get the economy sorted. And at the moment, you know, we don't need to be in the situation that we're in if they've actually managed things properly. So I thought I sort of, that's what I was, that was, you know, my central thesis, and that's where I think we are incredibly different. Yeah, there was a bunch of sort of quick-fire questions on sort of random stuff that sort of nuclear free and things like that. Of course, we're quite central, you know, centrist on that stuff and aligned on that sort of thing as a country, frankly. But I think that's the big difference, is we believe you've got to fix the economy. That's what this election's all about.
David Seymour yesterday made some sort of statement throughout the day that he's open to the possibility of working with Winston. It would need to be a distant relationship. Has someone got to him?
No, look, I mean, David and I, you know, as you know, sort of, well, I mean, we've worked well with ACT in the past. David and I have a good personal relationship. We do, you know, catch up and talk, you know, regularly. And also importantly, we're actually really aligned on quite a lot of our positions, in the sense of we want to change the government. We want to sort the economy out. We want to deal with law and order. We want to get better health and education. We have different approaches to how to do it in terms of policies and plans to do it. But at the end of the day, we'll be very pragmatic and straight up and mature about working our way through those issues. And what's important is we get strong, stable government on the other side, because we have to turn the country around. That's what we've got to go do. So I'm confident we'll work well together.
What do you think is going to happen with the numbers? So if you look at One News's poll last night, there's about 6% in the nutty parties. Give Winston is 5, that's 11. There are still 12% of people allegedly undecided. First question, do you believe there are 12% of people undecided?
Maybe. Yep. I think, you know, that wouldn't be that inconsistent with the numbers that I've seen from our own internal numbers, which, you know, we're getting obviously daily polling, and, you know, we're comfortable with the progress that we're making. But yeah, look, I think, you know, that, you know, that's sort of, you know, that's the lay of the land, I guess. Yep.
So if 12 is real, the election's far from over, then, isn't it? Because the 12 is up for grabs, and it doesn't take 12 to get past you.
Well, that's what we've got to keep working at, right? I mean, we've got 11 days till early voting starts. That's what we're working incredibly hard on, is to make sure that we're not being complacent about it at all. I think MMP elections are always close by virtue of coalition, you know, consortiums that can be put together. But again, I think the choice is pretty clear. I mean, you've got a Labor government that's had an absolute majority that's done absolutely nothing. You chuck the party Murray and the Greens in there, and I think, you know, undecided voters will be saying, man, that's a hell of a lot at risk there.
There's a lot at risk if you involve yourself with Peters, though, and that's what concerns. Also on the poll last night, 82% if political parties should be upfront about coalition agreements prior to the election. 82% say yes. You can't argue with 82% of New Zealanders.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm just sort of keep saying the last few months. I mean, there's a lot at risk, and I don't want anyone voting for any other party other than the National Party.
Yeah, but everyone's saying that. But that doesn't address the critical question of political parties should be upfront about coalition agreements prior to the election. 82%.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we're in an MMP environment. We don't get to choose the environment. We've got to make the case for our individual parties. That's what we do on this side of the election. You work really hard to make sure people understand what's at risk here and why they need to, if they want to change the government, they need a guaranteed change of government. Don't vote for any other party than the National Party. And then you've got to trust on the other side that we've got a responsibility under MMP. The New Zealand people give us what they give us on the election night, and we've got to make that work. And so I'm confident my preference is to work with a National ACT coalition. We've worked well in the past. Seymour and I have a good relationship. We can work our way through our respective differences constructively and maturely and get this country focused on a future, which is what we need to be doing.
There was a headline the other day somewhere, I think there was a newsroom, that said Luxon will work with Peters if he has to. Is that true?
Well, no. My job is to work with. I really honestly might want to get this National Party vote in the right place. I want people.
Yep, you want 51%. We all understand that. Forget that. Stop treating us like idiots. Peters may well be there, and your original argument was he's not above the threshold. He is now. He's in play. So the headline was Luxon will work with Peters if he has to. Is that true?
I will have to make whatever works on election night work to form a government. And my preference, as I've been saying, is a National ACT coalition.
We understand the preference. So on the night, for the record, if it turns out that you need Peters to govern, you will work with Peters.
My job is to form a government. And honestly, like I've looked at numbers for the last 6 months. It looks like we can do that with National and ACT. We can still do that even on polling that you've seen recently. Public polling, we have our own internal polling. We're comfortable that we can do the preference that
good,
we want to
good.
Do.
Good, that's fantastic. But if you have to, on the night, form a government with Peters, you will form a government with Peters.
Well, that's the responsibility that any political leader has, right, to try and form a government after an MMP election.
Yeah,
that's
but what we know about Chris Hipkins is he won't be trying to do it with Peters because he's ruled him out. So just for clarification, if you need to form a government
with
Peters...
He's going to be doing it with Party Māori or the Greens, right?
That's fine. No, they're a shambles as well, and that's presumably why people vote for you and vote for ACT. But if you need Peters, you will use Peters because you need him and you will form a government with Peters.
All I can say, Mike, is it depends on what happens on the night.
I've given you the scenario. If on the night you need Peters to win, you will use Peters to win.
I'm going to change the government. That's what I'm there to do.
I'm there
to change the government. I will work to do whatever I have to work with, whatever the New Zealand people give us. I'm saying to them, make sure you don't vote for any other party other than National because we want strong, stable government on the other side.
We're almost there, Chris. If it needs Peters, you will use Peters. It's a three-way if it has to be. You don't want it, but if it has to be, that's the way it will be.
Mike, I'm going to form a government, and I want to change a government, and so I will work with whatever the New Zealand people give me on the night to do that. I am confident, and my preference is to work with a National ACT coalition. The numbers that I've seen over the last 6 months or so says that we can do that. They continue to say that we can do that. I think we'll do that in a very constructive way. But I need New Zealanders to understand, do not muck around. Do not waste your vote in any other party. Give it to the National Party because we're in serious straits and we need strong, stable government. And the best way you deal with that is you get a very big National Party vote.
A lot of people say co-governance, you've got to do something about it. What literally will you do about co-governance?
Well, we said we'd scrap the Māori Health Authority as an example because I think that is two separate systems and we are one country, we have one system of public services, we deliver it to people on the basis of their needs, not their ethnicity, and we're equal citizenship, one person, one vote. And what's happened is the word co-governance has been taken out of one setting, which was the management of local natural resources by local iwi and councils in the context of treaty settlements, and it's been taken out and put into the delivery of national public services. And neither Ardern or Hipkins have actually explained it and taken the New Zealand people with them on that journey or as to why the benefits of that are necessary. I just don't think that's the way that you deal with the delivery of national public services.
Okay.
Article 3 of the treaty says we're all equal citizens, and as a result, that's what national public services are about, is equal delivery of services to citizens.
It's been a week since we last talked and since I last asked. The fiscal policy that Nicola Willis has been working on, when do we see it?
We'll see that in the next few days, next few weeks.
You said the next few weeks last week. So is it next few weeks or next few days? When are we seeing it?
We'll see it in the next few days. Yep.
Okay, before the end of the week.
No, you'll probably see it early next week.
Okay, Tuesday.
It'll be in the next few days. Nicola's still working. We're still working on it. Yep.
Okay, appreciate your time, Christopher Luxon, head of the National Party. 14 minutes away. Did we get there? Were we close enough across the line or not?